Blog Talk Radio.
Ahem. Hello. Welcome to the show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
But I hear every word. Here's a few I've overheard. Somebody said, oh, take look that baby. Somebody said, oh, take look at that boy. Somebody said, gee, but he is sure a wonderful baby. Such beautiful eyes, lips, hair too good to be true. Somebody said, well, he's a little bit silly. Somebody said, sure, nothing up in his head. But when they rave, I go, dee-hee, 'cause I know he's in love with me. So why do I care what somebody said? No, 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 nobody for you. Somebody said, I know why, but I don't like to be catty. When people do this, that, those, and other things, too. Somebody said, say, why haven't a penny? Somebody said, gosh, gee whiz, why haven't a sense? But while some folks knock and others boot, my daddy always comes home to roost. So what do I care? What's that guy say?
And now, live from coast to coast, reckon, well, it's been so long. Oh, yeah, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Thank you.
awesome hour. Hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. I had a very, very busy weekend myself. This is day 871 of the wide, wide world of Weirdo the Wussy. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. Proud innovators of products such as things that come in handy and stuff that never works. May Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Four guests arriving for the party. Righty. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's us. Awesome hour. During the week, it's clobbering time. The great host, N.J. Grimm. Hope my sound is 5x5, by the way. Then, of course, there's Friday Night Possum, Breakfast of Champions. Got on tap here.
Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Marvel the Mustang is almost for real. Just saddle him up with spurs on your heel. No winding, no batteries. Marvel the Mustang, do we love you?
Ride him in a roundup, run him in a race, the winner by a nose.
Marvel the Mustang, do we love you?
Yes, Marvel the Mustang by Mark.
Ah, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello? Hello, 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 hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. First time listener, long time caller. Are you taking requests again tonight? Yes, knowingly.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. How about you blow up Blog Talk Radio again?
Why?
You know, cause they really suck. You know, you get it there, Peggy.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, applause, applause. How you been?
All right. Nice to see we're up and running. We got some possum going on. I like it.
I know. It's like, it's kind of weird, man. What do you think?
Yeah.
Feels weird.
I was kind of missing the picture.
Yeah. I've noticed since they changed the stuff, and that was probably part of the problem, when they revamped everything. Because the sound is good over the phone for me. Like, all the music sounds distorted and crap now.
Yeah.
But then
when
I listen back to the playback, it sounds fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But kind of annoying.
Same thing. Hell yeah.
Anyhow. This is my off day. I worked a doubleheader Saturday, worked one Sunday, and I got one tomorrow night.
Oh. Well, look at you.
And then I might go, after the gig, I might go to a wake for a jazz musician.
Oh, okay.
That could be happening.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. Ain't been to a good wake in a while.
Yeah. I just missed one. I got the day wrong.
Oh.
I went the night after. I'm sitting in an empty
parking lot.
They
got a fucking poster for this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah? No shit.
Yeah, it's like a poster. It's an event.
Yeah. All right. Good.
I didn't know him, but Bogey knew him, I guess. He kind of wanted me to go with, you know. Somebody he knew to hang out with. Never.
That sounds interesting.
I don't like going out. I'm getting more like you, man. I don't like going out in a crowd or, you know, at a party with people I don't know and stuff. I never have, really.
Neat cradle.
But you know what I do enjoy?
What's that?
Blowing shit up.
Yes. You know what? I like that shit, too. Let's do it.
For tonight, on Saturday nights on this programming channel, Blog Talk Radio, whatever's left of it, Daddy G Show is on 9 o'clock. Well, this happens to be, I don't know why I remembered it, but this was suggested by Daddy G himself. It's the dang group Pilot. You won't recognize the name of the group Pilot, but it's the Oh, 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 It's Magic song. You know that. Everybody knows
that. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
an earworm. Oh, with a vengeance. Right. And it's terrible. So, without any further ado.
Yeah. Where you go, Daddy G?
No offense, Maggie C.
Yes! I bought your Colgate toothpaste, the one with tartar control, and it made me feel like a piece of shit! I hope this is the fuck out of the song. Got that thing!
Bye.
Out before you know you need air. So don't overdo the hyperventilating bit.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Jim, sure.
How the fuck we never get him on here?
Unbelievable. He didn't know what he was getting into. You charmed him. You worked your nads on him. That's what happened. He didn't know what happened. What hit him?
No, I worked the nads on his assistant, his personal assistant.
Okay.
But, man, all them guys, they don't really like me no more because, you know, politics. It's kind of a Uncle Bobo crowd, you know.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
So, I try to stay, anytime I say anything on there, on that Facebook, political.
Huh?
They're fucking, they come out of the woodwork after me, man. know what that is, man.
Every now and again, I slip something in. I get nothing.
I know. The hell, you must have all lip tart. Yeah. Well, you have all lip tart
friends. There you go.
I got these two guys that say they don't like Uncle Bobo, but then they defend him all the time. It's like, well, what the fuck, man? If you don't like him, I don't believe you. I think you're trying to snow me, man. Or as Festus would say, you talk like my foot's asleep. Indeed. So there they are, man. The Possum Lounge. Oh, there's Ted. Come on in, Ted.
We have a chat room.
Come on in, bud. We haven't had a chat room for, what, 2 weeks?
The lounge is open.
That was kind of a lonely show last Monday. Nobody could even listen.
It's not BTR's fault. We were renovating. We were fixing up the lounge for this.
Well, you see, we did put new doilies on the toilet seats.
Yeah, yeah. And then the new wallpaper looks nice.
Doily fox and paneling in the women's
doily.
All right, Ted, you ready to do the shout-outs for the Possum Lounge? Ready? Okay. Well, batting first and playing third base, it's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
There you go. Come on, say hi. Okay. Well, got a lot to say to you, Apple Cheeks. Okay, and after that, it's Beth Ann Fan.
Beth Ann,
what do you got to say about Beth Ann Fan? That's it? Okay. I understand.
Next, it's
a little more Beth Ann Sand? Working? Okay. What about Dr. Cake? What about Dr. Cake? Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there's your favorite Teddy, Maggie C. Maggie C, your girlfriend.
He slept
with her, man.
Whoa, okay. Way to go,
Ted. Hey, he's an operator. Ted.
Good job.
And there's one more. Wait. Magic Professor RJ Gumby.
Okay, thanks, Ted. He's all right.
Okay. All right, we're good. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The renovated and I like the odds here. What do you got? Four broads and two of us. I like it.
Oh yeah. I like it.
The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
I am the captain of the Starship Enterprise.
Captain Kirk, this is Spock. Please step on the transporter.
Dilithium crystals hit by Klingon missiles. No!
I'm a doctor.
Not an actor.
Not a milkman.
What does that mean?
And I'm sorry, he said Jim.
Photon torpedo!
Lieutenant Uhura, open hailing frequencies.
Yes, Captain Kirk, open hailing frequencies, sir.
Let's boldly go where no one's gone before. Beam me up, Mr. Scott. Sulu, go to warp.
Warp 3, sir.
No, that will be way too slow.
Warp 4, sir.
That still is way too slow.
Warp 5, sir.
It still is too damn slow.
Warp 6.
It's too damn slow.
Warp 7.
It's still damn slow.
It's too damn slow!
No. Mr. Chekhov.
I am firing torpedo.
That will not work and would be illogical to me. to me.
Yes, it is. Ford was collecting Star Trek parodies the last few days. And that was one of them. And an article came past my attention. You're saying in the slideshow you got George Goober Lindsay as Spock?
Let's see here.
Well, that's not far from what actually happened.
Oh, that's great.
George Goober Lindsay was Gene Roddenberry's first choice to play Mr. Spock.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Wrap your brain around that one.
I like the picture. You got the Goober hat on. With the ears.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. Because I was watching Star Trek with my number two son last night, and I have to tell you about the dram we had. But we were just noting that William Shatner's great, and he brought a lot to the show. But I don't think the show would have been as big a hit or lasted so long and been able to come back like it did without Mr. Spock.
He
was the key element. The guy was a great actor. It might have turned out differently with George Goober Lindsay.
Yeah.
Pardon?
There's not much acting going on with the Spock character. He just says, man has no emotions, the fucking Vulcan.
True, but he put a lot into put a lot into making the character. You know, came up with a little salute.
See Goober doing it.
I think Goob could make the salute, man.
Does Goob really have the Southern accent? Everything I've seen him in, he has that accent going. He's in MASH.
Well, he's like from Alabama, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of Vulcan is that? Jesus Christ.
One of Jim Neighbors for Mr. Sulu, but he was tied up.
Well, that's just logical.
I thought it was illogical.
It sure is.
Oh, okay. Maggie C. tried some Lafroig recently.
Okay.
Lafroig, very peaty. Lafroig's like the Ardbeg. Ardbeg. Not quite as rar, but it's up there. It's from the Isle of Isla, it's called. Islay.
A weed fan.
And all the stuff comes off of there has the peat. It's the sea and the peat and the peat and the sea, and it's just the beauty. But so Bogey brings over a $285 bottle of scotch last week.
Oh.
I know. Are you out of your mind?
Oh.
Out of your fucking
I'm
mind?
This didn't come in a box. This didn't come in a box, did it? Like wine? What's the Trader Joe's scotch?
Well, it does come in a... had a box. And this box is like... I think, man, maybe I'll have ashes put in this thing. Man, it's a heavy-duty box. I can hold on to that. But the bottle's beautiful. Macallan 18. I know, number two son and I are still out. Jerry's still out on whether that was. I mean, you know, it was good, but was it $285 good? I don't know, man. That's a lot of scratch for some whiskey. You know.
Did you ejaculate?
I like my son's
kind of scratch.
Yeah, you know. I really enjoyed it, but there's whiskeys on that bar that I've enjoyed as well. Maybe perhaps better. I don't know.
Same with cigars. Same with cigars.
Yeah, with me, it's like you get past $100, you know, and you're just paying for status. For
said the name.
They're way too expensive to begin with. Scotch.
And now you can say you had it.
But yeah, and it's a what? It's on a. It's going to be on the bar for a while. We're not going to. We're going to be slugging that stuff. We've only had 4 drams out of it, so there's plenty of the expensive shit. Put it on the top shelf, just so you know, it's top shelf. Right?
You can keep that bottle even when it's empty, right? Okay.
Probably hang on to that one. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little fucking strong.
Woo! Yeah,
there you go.
A colostomy bag lady liked it. She couldn't get enough.
She liked that shit.
Yeah. So, man, it's only.
Well,
I thought we'd be like. I thought we'd be close to the 3 minutes by now. Holy crap! Holy crap and crap!
Jesus Christ! You got like 10 minutes. I'm watching a 1970s show here with a little titty fest going on. Something called The Hitchhikers.
Woo! Woo!
I love 70s chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This is pretty cool. I was down in Schmucksinati there for the Taste of Schmucksinati a couple weeks back.
Uh-huh.
And I drew these two gals. I'm not sure if they were a couple or not, you know, just friends, whatever. But I kept getting this whiff, this odorous whiff kept coming my way, like weed. I was smelling weed, right? And I'm thinking, man, is that me? You know, is that me? Did I really... reek, and I finished the caricature, and then I looked down, and the one gal had a joint in her hand, and I went, that's why I smelled weed. And then her girlfriend says, you want to hit it? And I should have, but I, you know, I still hinky about federally illegal drugs and shit. You never know.
Yeah, but when they have checks. Yeah, you can hit it. Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a couple hits, maybe.
I looked down at the thing. She's got a fucking joint in her hand. Holy crap.
Well, the cops are baffled, man. The cops have no idea exactly what's legal, what's not. It's a big gray area.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
you can
illegal,
get a...
but, you know, there's leniency to it. You know, it's like, you know, because
in Ohio, you can get a thing from your a doctor's excuse or whatever. And, The thing they bust you for in Ohio is paraphernalia. They've got these draconian paraphernalia laws. So, if they pull you over and you're smoking a bowl, it's not the pot that gets you in trouble, it's a bowl that gets you in trouble.
Yeah, that's weird shit.
Kind of dumb. Kinda dumb.
Well, you remember back in the 70s, man, we used to make pipes out of fucking apples and shit.
Oh.
So if they pull you over, they're going to arrest you for having a fucking apple, smoking out of an apple?
Yeah. Well, it becomes paraphernalia once you ingest illegal.
I guess it does. I guess it falls under that, man. Boy, those were the days.
The heat.
We were creative back then.
Yeah, I had a buddy that was like the MacGyver of pipes.
Yeah. Beer cans.
One thing we did really. I see that Beth Ann San just said it. The tinfoil, man. aluminum foil is
poisonous
to your lungs. That was like the worst fucking thing. And we used to always make screens out. We couldn't, you know, we'd make the screens out of aluminum foil. Ay, ay, ay.
That's why we're all
still breathing,
dead.
Man. All right, well, let's see if we got a quickie here. Do a quickie. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's see.
Watching the girls go by.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice song.
That's what we got. We got all Goyles here tonight, which is nice.
Yep. Music to watch the girls go by. I'm writing it down now so I can bring it out to later.
Okay. A quickie. Headphones, and I didn't take them. I'm going to take them, put them in the truck. I'm going to use them next time it's that loud. You know, they block out sound. Because I got in my truck, I looked down at the floor, and I'm trying to figure out which one's the fucking clutch. This is not good.
Yeah.
This is not a good state of mind. Hey, man, which one's the clutch, man?
That's good.
This is stone cold sober, but after an hour and a half of what I call being Mannixed. There was an episode of Mannix one night where they stuck him in the room with the loud sounds and everything, and he went crazy.
Well, you know
what?
I mean,
if it's gonna drive Mannix crazy.
You
have a chance. I mean,
are you popular enough to make up contracts?
Then
you got to be so many feet away from any fucking live band or DJ.
I know. But you got to work with the situation. You really have to. It sucks. You have to be Mr. Wonderful and eat shit. Sometimes, you know. I try my best to get it, you know. Would have been a good situation, but it was outdoors. I could have been outdoors, but there was no lighting out there, so I needed to be inside.
Okay.
I was in bad shape. You know, I got to drive home, man. If I'm in a state of mind. And then, you know, like the whole way home, I'm thinking, well, here's what I'd like to do. Get the son of a bitch by the throat, get one of those air horns, and blast it into each ear about a dozen times, and then kill him. Because that's how I feel. It took me three fucking scotches to get unhomicidal, you know, and get back to hello, dude, that I like.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to get by in this world.
From now on, man, I'm not. I know it's gonna happen. Well, part of it, I need to lose some more weight. Part of it, I'll feel better. But with those headphones, I'll put them on, and I'm gonna get a clipboard, and it'll say, you know, what's your name, and they can write their name down. Then I don't have to ask them what their name is. I can't talk to them anyway, because I can't hear what they're saying.
That's cool.
So, it sucks, though. I look like a dildo with fucking headphones on.
Hey, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You're in my prayers.
You gotta do
it. You're in my prayers.
A man's gotta do it. Well, because it's making me not enjoy a job that should be entirely enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
You know, doing something I love to do. And I have fun doing it, except when they fucking beat my ass like that, man. Sorry for venting, everybody. Sorry for venting.
Play Count Basie in your headphones.
Oh, there's no music in them. They're just
noise reduction. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like a seashell effect or something, I think. Weird.
You're listening to the ocean.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be worse than the freaking noise. We'll see. I got to test ride the things. I mean, I spent $20 on them, so. Give me a Christmas. I've wasted enough money this week. I bought a record player, too.
Oh, nice.
I bought all the shit made in China. I meant that on Facebook. I said, you know, now'll be a good time. I bought two things that made in China because I don't want to fucking pay twice for them. Fuck that shit. So anyway.
So now you got a record player. You can play all those fucking records you saved since the
60s. I know. First up, I even got a special 78 needle. So the first up, I'm going to digitize the Maury Amsterdam record collection that I drunkenly bought off of eBay last winter.
How difficult was that to get a 78? Look at these needles, man. Jesus Christ. Is it going to be easy to get replacement needles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a niche industry, but Amazon.
Yeah.
Just go on Amazon. So anyway,
Amazon.
3 minutes.
Amazon's got it.
You'll never get back. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. We have several to choose from. Man, I gotta figure out what this one is. It's been on there for like a year. I just don't trust it. It looks scary. We're gonna go with this one over here. This is a prime 3 minutes. You'll never get back, gentlemen. I mean, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
We'll be right back. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
McDonald's French fries.
Get that right. Shock. Yeah. Man, I got headlines coming out the yin yang, man. We haven't done.
I imagine you do.
What's this?
Hey, I was doing the news with Derek a couple of weeks ago.
You were on the Derek show? The Derek and Kay show?
Yeah, Kay had to leave for an emergency and read you through the weird news, so I called in and joined Derek. It was a good time.
Ah, that's fun.
In fact, I posted
that's
it.
That's fun.
The show.
I've got a thing sometimes. Anyways, yeah. I'm trying to find over in Britain. They're cheeky monkeys. I guess when Uncle Bobo was planning to go over there, a bunch of Brits planned to moon him when he arrived.
Uh huh.
I don't know if they. If they pulled that off, it was called At Show Your Rump to You Know Who. Rhymes with rump. apparently they don't care for our beloved president.
No. And they kind of make it clear that they still like us, which I kind of like. They kind of make that
well,
clear.
They kind of value things like tact and things like that, class.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do have great ways of showing their distaste for someone.
Racist
and ridiculous. You know, in this country, we're America. They like to punch Nazis.
Yeah,
I'm not a proponent of violence, but Captain America punched Hitler, and Captain America number one back in the 40s, so that set the tone for punching Nazis. But in Britain, they throw
they use
milkshakes. Well, they throw
milkshakes.
On racists. See, if there's a racist guy, they come up. And throw a chocolate or peanut butter milkshake there. They are the most popular.
Peanut butter milkshake?
Milkshaking is what it's called. It's quite literally chucking milkshakes at and ideally on far-right figures when they slither into public places. It's just too goddamn bad they didn't milkshake Uncle Bobo, you know? Piers Morgan, he's been milkshaked. So, there you go.
Yeah, it's in that.
I like it, though, man.
They would have stepped aside.
Yeah, it's an insult, but it's not really that violent. All right, enough of the political stuff. What else we got here? Oh, something about Canada. Are you Canucks in the audience?
Yeah.
Oh. Is this in Canada? Portland, Oregon. Well, sorry, Canada. Wah, wah. Anyway, guy's making, what is he making cut? What is it? Why do I have this? I don't know. I don't know why I bookmarked this. Some guy makes giant cartoon cutouts for your lawn. I guess if you want to order one. Calvin and Hobbes for your garden or something.
Okay. So
yeah, maybe I left
my real
pictures. Pictures.
Real cartoons.
No, never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm out of practice, man. I haven't done a podcast for years. It's just like, it's like riding a bike. I always fall down. Okay, now look. Ooh, geez, Ted, the farts start already. Gotta get a new treat for that dog. mother of mercy. Ben and Jerry is going to have a CBD-infused ice cream as soon as it's legalized. What was that?
That is legalized.
Well,
everyone's jumping on that fucking bandwagon.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They don't want to fuck with it.
Cigarettes.
They don't want to fuck with it till it's legalized on the federal level, which is
okay. Yeah, I got hemp cigarettes. First cigarette I ever smoked was a hemp cigarette. Unless you count the real stuff back in the day. It actually tastes good.
But it doesn't get you high, the CBD, right?
No, it relaxes you.
Yeah.
Takes away your anxieties and everything. It's good.
Jeez.
And it tastes good. It tastes a little bit like seaweed, man. It has a really good taste to it. There's no tobacco in it at all.
Oh, this is a fake news story. Why do I always get these fake news stories, man?
Because you're all
over. Oh, you
want to
hear the fake news story?
It's fake.
Because it says right at the top, these guys aren't fake news. They're just a parody site. And it says where facts don't matter. Okay? So they're out front.
Don't matter anyway.
The headline was, Woman beats her Tinder date with a 16-inch dildo for refusing to perform oral sex on her. And then they have this crazy-looking woman.
Well, that sounds very believable.
It does kind of, that could be true. I can believe that.
I think it really happened at times.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now, here's a true story. I remember this one now. A guy suffered they're suffering, but this guy was suffering a 9-day erection.
I told you about my cousin.
In a moped. He was in a moped accident, and he bruised his taint there. You know, that area between what it is and what it taint. And it caused this boner hose that wouldn't go away, man. And it was a blockage of blood vessels, see?
Yeah.
So he had to go. He finally went to the hospital, and he's like, he just pointed to his crotch and said, "Help!" So they managed to unblock
his. How'd he get it amputated?
No.
Yeah.
He
took the train instead. He got the news.
Boner hose.
I love that. They drained the blood out of it, and then the doctor said, "We've got to do some tests. It may have to be amputated." And he got the phone call and walked in front of a train. He didn't want to live without his buddy.
So he committed suicide walking in front of a train.
Yeah, after getting the news that he thought that phone really snapped. That's it.
Yeah,
he said, "Fuck that."
See, if he was our age, he would have gone, "Well, yeah, you know, it was it used to be fun, but fuck, I can live without it. Got me into more trouble than it was worth, actually."
There you go.
Nah, two great sons.
More trouble than
result
worth.
Of fucking. I got two great fucking sons that were the result of intercourse with women. So
there you go.
Proud of that. Oh!
There you go.
Here we go.
It did well.
Here we go. A wire. Here's science. A wire. They warn tourists, you know, you're going over there to South Korea, you know, you might want to not go to Hawaii. They got a parasitic worm that can burrow into your brain.
That's not good.
No.
That is not good.
How does
one get a worm in his fucking brain?
I'm trying to remember. I read this before. I think you just drink it in. You drink the thing through something.
Oh, that's possibility. Yeah, you can drink it.
Okay, here we go. They're typically infected when they eat an infected snail or slug that may have slid into their salad fixings or other produce.
Oh, jeez. So, I'm going to be sick of that.
Yeah, wash your lettuce, man. Especially if you come from Hawaii, man. Those brain parasites are a motherfucker, man.
Yeah. You don't want that. You'll have to take the train. You got one of those in your brain.
Oh, man. Be like that one night gallery where the guy put the thing in the brain and he survives, and then at the end they go, yeah, by the way, it laid eggs. He survived a 9-day erection to his brain, and his taint was never the same. But anyway, this guy got to keep the schmeggy.
How did he go 9 days with the blood clot in his
brain? I know. You'd figure out, the second day, you'd be like, you'd be like, dude, need some help over here.
It took my cousin eight hours to try to get rid of it before he went to the doctors. Imagine 9 fucking days big purple dick.
They describe how they did it. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. But actually, that's not as bad as the fucking brain parasites. So, bats of Venus. We've been joined by GTO himself.
Hey, GTO. Welcome back.
GT
you like
Trenton,
the new lounge?
Admiral, Fleet Admiral. Welcome back, sir, to the Possum Lounge, Matt.
And M&M Crusher.
He's a what? Cross-dresser? How's that? Oh, this is the wrong music. I've got a weird... It's not... It's a entertainment news, but it's kind of a weird... Weird creepy fucking thing, man. We got here. Scary. I don't think I got anything scary. Here we go. Okay. Now, you remember Blondie, right? Not the comic strip, the punk. Well, new wave rock band.
Yeah, Deborah Harry's band.
Exactly. Cutie, Deborah Harry, Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
This is a story from her story of life.
Okay.
In 1972, in New York, serial killer Ted Bundy lured her into a car. And she made a daring escape. She got hanky. She got in. She said there was no handle on the door, and the windows were rolled up except for about a half inch at the top, an inch and a half at the top. She was able to stick her arm through and somehow open the door from the outside. And the rest of the car was all stripped out. But anyway, she just rolled out of the car, you know, onto the street. And turns out it was Ted Bundy himself who murdered at least 30 women over in 7 states over a course of 5 years.
Holy shit.
Creepy, man.
But you heard about Anne Rice, right? The one, the girl that writes the vampire novels?
No.
Yeah, a very famous author. She wrote the Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She used to work at the suicide prevention company, or whatever you want to call that. Sitting right by Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
She was friends with Bundy. Imagine calling
us
and getting a serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, and then in this article, they have a picture. They have Bundy's infamous Volkswagen Beetle, which he used in Seattle and Salt Lake City. Where the fuck is this? I don't know. What is this, serial killer museum here or what? Ew, it looks like there's blood on the hood. This is creepy, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Why did it take so long to hear about Harry doing this?
What's that?
Why did it take so long for the news that Deborah Harry escaped him? I mean, this happened a long time
ago. She wrote a book. She hadn't thought about it in a long time. She wrote this book. You know, I guess she had other shit to brag about. And taking a ride with Ted Bundy. But she wrote a biography, and that was a story from. That's pretty weird, though. That's weird, wild stuff.
Yes, it is. You know, she did a great jazz album with the Jazz Passengers. I suppose
I did not know.
Yeah, really good album.
Right, enough of the scary music. So, welcome, GT. I don't know if we have any poop stories or anything. this is kind of funny. Because I think Walmart's the devil, you know. In Texas, a Texas family, they're angry at their Walmart because they sold them a cake that was made of styrofoam. How nice. The mom says, "This is my baby. This is my baby. She's graduating. So it's very important to me. I want it to be perfect." Well, they lost her two-tier graduation cake, but they offered her another one free of charge. And they apparently, they didn't realize it wasn't cake. It was a styrofoam fake cake, probably for a display or something, you know. Yeah, to go or so out at the party.
Well, it's nice of them to replace it. It's nice of them to give them a free one.
a free fake cake. It didn't help so much. So, they got a gift card, but I think the scars from that will stick with them for a very, very long time. Right. And finally, good news, Roundup, the toxic weed killer that, you know, is getting all the press lately and causing all the cancer and whatnot.
Okay.
It's found in almost all beer and wine, including organic. Thank you. It's a good age to be on the wagon, my friend.
You probably get some cake out of weed.
It tested five wines and 15 beers, and they all had Roundup in there. Nice. All right, well.
But now, how did it get in there? Because of the hops and everything, or squirting down the
crop? Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Better living through chemicals, man. You know, yikes. This is kind of cool. I don't mean to go on too long with this news portion, but North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, you know, the guy that Uncle Bobo loved so much?
Yeah.
the story goes that he executed this general who was plotting a coup against him, right? Well, that's nothing new. No news there, nothing to see here. Well, yeah, except he killed him by throwing him into a piranha-filled fish tank. Huh?
Did they have lasers on their heads?
With laser beams on their back. Man.
Right out of a Bond movie. Well, if you want to be evil, man, you got to go all out.
You got to go out. But, you know, the rending of the flesh, you got to love that shit. They were.
Yeah. I mean, inspired, he's not going to have
inspired
that.
Inspired. This is too. It's so. Hopefully, next time Bobo goes over there, they can just, you know, feed the fish.
Oh.
Feed the fish, Mr. Bond.
Right.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Warhol. I'm a Slicker Flynn.
Nice little ditty. Nice little ditty. I like
it. The company. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we played that about a million years ago. Hell, everybody forgot by now.
Yeah.
Get away with that shit. Heading into year 10. Is this our ninth season on the air for real? Ninth, right?
Yeah.
The ninth season.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Our 10th anniversary. Wait a minute. What?
April, March 30th. I think we just started. I think we just started our 10th. We're on our 10th year. It was 2010. It was March 30th, 2010 that we started this. So, yeah.
On the old Commodore Decker page, you mean? That one? With John Link?
Yep. That was great, man. He just called in, right? That first episode and stayed.
Well, what's his head got him to call in?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That
I didn't expect him to
say
that.
Why does that dog wait till I put the candle out? To fart again.
He knows what he's doing.
That thing is like...
He knows what he's doing.
Oh, they're a mercy. That's a true story from the Daily Mail about...
If Kim Jong-un had a sidekick, he'd be Ted.
Yeah, is that he wild, though? You get the thing of piranhas that he... Oh, he's watched too many James Bond movies, man. That's
the problem. That's a nice way to go.
Well, I'm glad everything's working again, okay, in the Possum Lounge. I appreciate all the loyalty you possums have shown over this time of trouble and despair.
Yes. We're looking at you, BTR.
That's right. All you guys and you cats and gals. I'm going to send out a big thank you. Here it goes.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth Ann and Sweet Alice.
Move, Larry! Move! Tell a story, you know.
I didn't know Shep did a snuff movie. What did they do? They hacked him with a chainsaw.
I think that was that Saudi Arabian reporter, man.
That's right.
The embassy.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. That goes on for like a whole minute. I spared you guys. Don't thank me. Don't thank me now. Thank me later. All right. Okay, we got a gal yodeler, and you know the gals are usually good at the yodeling.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, I like the cowboy yodels. But
girlfriend
here. I mean, GT. I'm sorry, man, but. Station manager, John G. Connemikes. He says, you got to yodel, man. You got to yodel.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon it's time.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh. Oily, oily.
107, that's a basketball school. I don't know. I know baseball, that's it.
I just read the deadliest states for drug overdoses. Pennsylvania comes in number 3. Ohio number 2.
Wow.
You're beating us out.
No.
You're beating us out, founder.
I knew Pennsylvania had a big problem, and I know Ohio does.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of cities in this town that's just, they have emergency annex morgues because there are too many dead bodies. What's number
Holy
one?
Shit. Number one is West Virginia. I never thought of that.
Oh, good old West Virginia, right there in the middle. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, I guess so.
Tri-state drug overdose area there.
Uh-huh. What I don't understand
Lovely.
Is Florida is number 16. All the weird shit they do in Florida and they're 16.
Yeah, you got a huge old elderly population though that aren't junkies. They're on other medicines. Yeah, I know a couple people that you know, I grew up with, that their kids ended up getting into Dutch with the opiates there.
That's
a hell of a bad problem, and they're not addressing it at all.
Yeah.
Our government, and they need to. And the reason they're not addressing it is because the drug companies give them all the money. And they're the ones that are responsible for getting these people hooked on these opiates a lot of the time.
Yep. And Kratom's good to get you off of that shit, people. Kratom. I can't push
there you
stuff
go.
Enough.
Do the good stuff,
that,
man.
That was the original
weed,
tank.
Kratom,
that was the
CBDs.
Tank.
Yeah.
The
Roundup beer, that's all good for you.
The Roundup beer, there you go.
Stay away from them opiates, though. Opiates
and
opiates.
Brain worms. That'll do it.
Get your brain worms over
here.
Yeah, get your brain worms. I get your brain worms. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming, man. It was...
Get that bedroom back.
We were kind of like, a little rusty.
Yinling. Normalcy going. Water.
Drinking. Oh, well, bye-bye, Maggie C. She said great yodel. Donka. But she's gone. I'll say Donka anyway. I don't know if we're having a show Friday or not. Take a vote on it for the week.
We'll find out by Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. But here we go, Yinling.
Order.
Yinling's got a nice aftertaste of the Roundup. It really gives it a je ne sais quoi.
Uh-huh.
How you say?
Yeah,
it's like, good stuff. So I'm going to warm up the transporter here. Wish everybody a good week ahead, and say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And energize!
About me when I'm gone, oh honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. If you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. Go your way, I'll go mine, best we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. don't mind, best we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this means lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Sister and I, when we saw him on Saturday Night Live, it was the first time we ever saw him anywhere. He was on there a lot of times in the early days.
Yeah.
And we thought for sure it was Frank Zappa in disguise.
Same here.
So this is a gag. Because that was around when Andy Kaufman was pulling the wool over everybody's eyes all the time and that kind of shit. I thought, man.
Exactly the type that was
going to be a gag. But no, he was a real dude. Outlived Zappa by fucking 30 years. Damn near.
And he was, what,
longer
68?
Now. What's that?
Leon was about 60. Leon was about 69, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was getting up there.
Yeah.
And Furious Frank, he wasn't even 60.
Yeah.
He was in his 50s, early 50s probably. Jeez. Well, you got to sell gars in the morning?
Yes, I do. That's a good shop.
Yeah. God, cool. Cool. I got a gig at the Hilton tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
It's weird. They wanted me to. This one lady wanted, one of the bosses wanted me to get insurance for this thing, this gig. I'm like, jeez.
Sure.
I asked my buddy who I knew he'd had a problem like that before, and he says, you know, it's not like we're juggling fire. We don't touch any customers. We don't come in contact with any customers. The worst that can happen is a bruised ego. But so I'll have to sign a I have to sign a waiver. We negotiated. We'll sign. I got to sign a waiver to draw for 2 hours over there. So hopefully,
okay.
Knock wood. Nothing bad.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Now I'm scared over here. So, yeah. Right. Tommy!
This might be it. You might be in the middle of drawing something and that piano's going to fall on you. You want to go out.
Well, no, it'll fall on the guy I'm drawing and then they'll be suing me, you know. It wasn't my piano. It's not what I heard. So hopefully that goes without a hitch. What we're saying. And then,
I
got the big
checks, man. Ooh.
Well, that's the thing. This is I don't know who this is. I think this is going to be a classy affair. I'm going to wear a tie in that.
Oh, okay.
At the Hilt, you know. I always wear a tie to the Hilton. There might be some babies there. We'll see.
Not a bow tie, right?
No, I'm not a Tucker Carlson or whatever the fuck. I'm not a Republican. I'm a libtard. I'm proud of it.
Libtard.
Libtards unite. One for libtards. You wouldn't have all this free sex and drugs and whatnot, right?
God bless the Letards.
You ever think of that? You wouldn't have your kratom. You wouldn't have
that's
your CBDs.
Right.
You wouldn't have your this and that and the other thingy. If it was up to the other guys,
but we'd have Jesus.
You wouldn't have nothing.
We'd have Jesus.
You'd have nothing. You'd have nothing like it. And Jeebus.
And Jeebus.
Jeebus sits on the right-hand side. Uncle Bubba sits on the left-hand side of Big G. God Almighty. Heaven and earth.
There you go.
At least that's the way they... That's what I read on some website. Something like that.
And they know this shit.
That's where they run... Yeah. Well, that's where they run the Q thing. It's the shadow government. Right. Well, let's get out of here before they... all the apps crying out loud. Where is it? Here.
Espresso.